Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they don't. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City, yeah! It's time to hustle and shine. Reporting live from the Brown and Krupa Studios. It's Brian B. Shining. Still missing D. Hi, D. Mission KC. She'll be back on Friday, though. Hey, yo, it's your hump day. It's another Get Right Wednesday this morning. Plenty of opportunity for your shot at $1,000 and some free fall cash. We're going to announce that winner of that $1,000 coming up on Halloween, 2 days from today. Of course, got your TMG at the 23s. Yeah, man, I got some marriage propaganda in my Deanna Hustle voice. That's coming up at 6:23 this hour. Let's see, what else we got? Oh, Kansas City revealing plans for the FIFA World Cup 2026 Fan Fest in Kansas City. Plus, got some resources for my folks going through it. Those SNAP benefits are going to end coming up November 1st. And, of course, we got to have you back right here on Hustle and Shine in the morning. We got some resources for you, KC. Yeah, it's hump day. It's Get Right Wednesday, Wednesday. Yeah, hump it out. Come on, hump it out. Allow yourself to feel a hopeful energy that drives you to make a difference. In your everyday moments, put that energy into action. Life is not a static arrangement. It flows accordingly to the priorities and commitments of those who live it. What you do matters, not only to yourself, but to many who exist far outside your awareness. You are connected in ways you know of, in ways you may eventually come to understand, and in ways you'll never realize. The exact mechanisms of those connections are not nearly as important as reminding yourself that they always remain present and active. Every truthful word you speak and every good act you perform are multiplied through them. Some people operate under the false impression that they have much to gain by discouraging you. Avoid being entrapped yourself by such delusions while also steering clear of those who buy into them. Instead, seek the energy of hope and you will find it, while it also finds you. For goodness is not just a nice thing. It's at the heart of everything you love and care about. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jam.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
6:24 today, look for highs in the mid-50s. Currently, you got rain at 46 in Raytown. Now, y'all know, you know, me and Deanna, we got this little underlining joke about her and saying that I'm telling y'all marriage propaganda or spreading marriage propaganda. Well, listen, there are reasons to why I encourage people who are ready to get married. Mendeecees Harris, though, he recently spoke with BET and got real about his relationship with Yandy Smith Harris. Even though things haven't always been easy, he says he does respect her.
Every day You know, with the noise, we find a way to challenge our relationship, our mental health, and our five children. I learned to respect her even when I don't like her. I ain't never the person to run to the internet and gonna talk shit about my wife or the children, my mother. Like, I'm just not that person. So what's looking forward to us? I don't know, honestly. We just gonna continue to put the work in behind closed doors, and when we ready to, when we figure it out and we ready to tell people, that's what we do. We let them speculate whatever they want to speculate.
100%. You gotta respect your partner when even in at all times, even when you're infuriated with them, man. You always gotta keep it, because later on down the line, you might regret some things that you post or tell other people that could then seep into your relationship. Yeah. That's some good advice right there. Speaking of good advice, Amy Luciani, she gives some good marital advice with her experience after almost divorcing Dwight Howard 6 months into their marriage. Take notes, y'all.
Let's talk about the struggles of being a new young wife. First thing I can tell you, as a new wife, I know this is going to be a hard practice, but shut your mouth. Shut up. Now, I know some of y'all going to say, oh, you got to shut up because you married. What, is he silencing you? No, sis, I'm not saying shut up. I'm saying pick your battles. And sometimes pick them quietly. Understand, when you became one with your husband, that means you became one. Y'all are one. You have to literally die to your old self. You don't want to do that yet. What does die to my old self mean? Because I'm very much still alive. Simply means adjustments. You got to make a lot of adjustments. Again, heavy on, you're one now. Know your spicy attitude isn't passion. It's a nasty attitude. That has to die for your husband. Confrontational spirits hidden by passion. You're not passionate, sis. You just got an attitude problem. Lose it. Mistake I made, me and my husband going through issues, telling my friends about it. Don't do it. Dying to yourself is hard, okay? You spent your whole life talking, probably talking too much, getting the last word, being overly opinionated, being emotionally unstable. Some people settle for that, but this person married you. They're not going for it.
Wait, bro, where's the collection plate? I mean, she was preaching, y'all. Seriously, she had...
Preach up!
I'm just saying, she had a lot of good points right there. Now, she said that for mostly for the ladies. Fellas, let me add on to the advice. You just going to have to be the sacrificial lamb, dog. You just going there's a certain amount of yourself that you have to give up and kill in a relationship in order for the greater good to succeed. And that's where I think a lot of people don't be ready for that. They don't be ready to put themselves aside in order for something bigger and better than themselves. Till you get to that point, don't get married.
Hey, it's your girl Love Macy, and I'm hustling and I'm shining in the morning on Hot 103G.
Join myself, Be Shining, at the Prospect Business Association's annual Trunk or Treat this Friday, Halloween, 5:30 to 8 p.m. along Linwood Boulevard between Prospect and Park Avenue. It's free, it's family friendly, and provides a safe and festive space for local children to, of course, enjoy Halloween. Looking forward to that. Shout out to Sharita Hutton for and the Prospect Business Association. Appreciate y'all, man. So, plans have been released. They're trickling out fully for FIFA World Cup in 2026 as it arrives in Kansas City next year. The Fan Fest will be at the Liberty Memorial, and its plans will include everything for the entire family to do. It'll be situated on the South Lawn and built around a 65-foot tall heart-shaped entrance. That's going to be, if you saw this yesterday, it's in all on the websites and everything, but it looks amazing from the drawings and the renderings they have. So the Liberty Memorial will serve as the backdrop for Fan Fest. They'll have a secondary stage, and it'll be open during all six matches hosted by Kansas City at a GEHA field at Arrowhead, and will serve as the region's official watch party for at least three matches with the U.S. national team. So organizers plan to announce additional dates in the future, but it's going to be, 2 to 3 weeks of just people all over the place in Kansas City. And I hope that we are prepared. I don't even know if I'm all the way prepared for what's about to happen to the town next year during World Cup. So keep your eyes on that, and we'll let you know all the details as they unfold.
What's up? It's your boy YGKC, and I'm hustling and shining in the morning on Hot 103.
Let's get them shout-outs in. Shout-out to all the cousins that's tapping in to Hustle and Shine in the morning, that Hustle and Shine shout-out line. Cashelle Johnson, she's in the building. Shout-out to you, cousin. My dog Rich Harris, he's always tapping in. Happy hump day to you and your family, man. Let's see, who else? Chantel Coates, Drive home safely. That's from one of your cousins. Shout out to you, Chantel. Please, yeah, make it to where you're going to safely. All right, let's see. There's a lot of shout outs right here. Crazy For Real, Yolanda Williams, Elaine Martin, DJ Candy Yams. Clever name right there. Murmur to all. Have a great day. That is from Kay. Shout out to all the cousins that's tapping in. Brandocious. She like me because I'm bold. She like me because I'm bold. What's up, Brandocious? He done tapped in. Big Reese, AD Don, Dez, Angel Houston, Tasha Black, Kim Davis. What's up, cousins? They tapping in. Shout out to the Unity House. They tapped in. They said they provide affordable housing for veterans and homeless individuals and also returning citizens. So shout out to the Unity House for tapping in to Hustle and Shine. And then finally, shout out to Redmond Kids, Oak Grove. They said they hope to hear from us for that $1,000 on Friday. Wish you luck. You really need it, cousin. I hope you do get it, for real. And if not from us, then from somebody else or something, for real. Shout out to all the cousins that's tapping in with those shout outs, man. We really appreciate y'all. Now, somebody who may need a shout out or two is a guy from Independence. Look, man, this is crazy. A Kansas City man, he's in custody on charges that he opened fire on another motorist on an October 23rd road rage incident on I-70 in Independence. Now, this happened around 1:15 last Thursday. On October 23rd, when Independence police were notified of a reported shooting involving two vehicles in the area of eastbound I-70 near Nolan Road. Now, y'all, we talk about conflict resolution on this show a lot, mediation, and that is what's needed in these situations right here. Because what I'm seeing from the report is there was some lane changing and the driver of the car was agitated. And then flip the bird, put the middle finger up towards somebody. And then next thing you know, firearms are pulled out. So y'all, in these heat of the moment situations, man, listen, y'all, we have got to find a way to kill that ego and just cool out and walk on. It is okay to walk away from any confrontation. Your peace is not worth no prison, period.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:24 today. Look for highs in the mid-50s. Wind advisory in effect for the town. It's cold, it's rainy, and it is 47 in Olathe. Sierra and her Level Up. Sometimes you got to take things into your own hands. Well, she discussed why, you know, somebody on her label just did not see the vision for this song.
I went in with Level Up, right?
Level Up, Level Up. Level up.
I was signed to the label, and then there was a rotation of CEOs coming in and out. So you all know, like I know, when you have a new system coming in, you have to resell all over again. And that's exhausting because you already start the process. You already know where you want to go, but now I got to sell the next person all over again. So I had the meeting with the gentleman and with the guy. I played him the visual for Level Up. I'm like, you know, I think this is going to be crazy. I'm feeling real confident. And he basically was just kind of looking at me like, oh, like, he didn't see the vision in what I saw. And so I walked out kind of like depleted because I'm like, I was so hyped up for this meeting. Worst meeting in one day. The next day, one of the best days because I started Beauty Marks Entertainment, my own label. And now fast forward to Level Up is almost 4 times platinum to date.
All right? Your money.
It's a blessing. And it's a song. It just keeps on leveling up.
Okay, 4 times platinum. All the ladies keep running that on repeat during your little workouts. And, you know, it's a good little affirmation song for you. Something to get you motivated to really take up the next level. I love that for Sierra. Moving on to Pastor Jamal Bryant. And I know he's been in the headlines for a lot of reasons. But for this reason, man, it's definitely for a good one as, you know, the government shutdown continues. And those who receive SNAP benefits, you at risk of losing them on November 1st. During his recent service, New Birth Missionary Baptist Church Pastor Jamal Bryant encouraged his congregation to give back in a different way.
Knowing that since March, 300,000 black women have lost their jobs. Knowing that this is the highest unemployment rate for black people in over 15 years. Knowing that government workers and government contractors have been furloughed and have not received a check, even while senators and congresspeople are receiving theirs. Knowing that 43 million people are not receiving food benefits The Holy Spirit arrested me in prayer. I was on a plane headed to Chicago, and the Lord dropped in my spirit.
Yeah, and this is what we need, man. We need all of our community members all around the United States, but specifically here in Kansas City. We need our churches. We need our businesses. Everybody, we got to come together to hold each other afloat. And that's what one business is doing here in the town. I'll tell you about what Peachtree Restaurant is up to. Something good for the city that I hope other businesses follow.
What up, y'all? It's your girl, Latoya Luckett, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
Peachtree. One of our favorite restaurants in the town, definitely one of mine. Matter of fact, look, I ain't going to lie to you. I snuck on over there Monday, got me a nice Madea joint. Oh, love it, man. But Roy Wilmore Jr. and Mrs. Vera Willis, the owners of Peachtree Cafeteria, they want to help families who may not know where their next meal is coming from. So any person whose benefits are impacted during the shutdown, you can go to Peachtree for a hot meal, I believe starting today, but they're relying on the honor system, y'all.
It's two meats, two sides, a bread, and a drink. We're gonna provide that for free. No one can do everything, but everyone can do something. So this is our something. I mean, it could be any of us. This isn't our work, this is of God.
I think it's wrong myself. I'm 74 years old, so I know how hard time. United we stand, divided we fall, and right now we fall.
Yeah, man, this is serious, and this is just so wonderful a Peachtree to do, man. And I really hope that other restaurants will follow Peachtree's lead and provide food to our community. I want to say this too. Whenever I go into Peachtree from now on, if I go in there and I buy me a meal, I'm buying somebody else a meal or I'm contributing somehow. And I want to challenge all Kansas Citians to do that. If you're going into Peachtree and they're offering free food for people who SNAP benefits are cut off, just imagine you a family of four and, you know, and that happens to you. Well, I just want to make sure that I contribute too. So whenever I go in and get a meal, I'm going to make sure that somebody else gets a meal too. And I just hope that everybody else can follow that lead. And I hope that other businesses, like I said, can follow the lead of Peachtree and help our brothers and sisters out that's depending on those SNAP benefits that's unfortunately ending coming up this weekend. Man, shout out to Roy Wilmore Jr. and Mrs. Vera Willis, man. Salute y'all, man. Big love.
This is Ryan Sorrell with the Kansas City Defender, and I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
So y'all know, being here at KBRS Hot 103 Jams, we are a station and a company for the people, by the people. And with that being said, man, I have to tell you about Kansas City Defender. Shout out to them for providing a Kansas City free food resource list. This is going to be a list of food pantries and drive-through pickups in Kansas City that you can visit. I'm going to try to go through as many as possible. Happy Bottoms, 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. on 1st and 3rd Thursdays. That's on East 11th Street. The Salvation Army on the east side, 3013 East 9th Street, Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. and 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Again, this is a resource list for people who need food pantries and drive-through pickups. Grace United Community, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Seton Center, or a Setting Center, I'm not sure which one it is, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 9 to 11:30 a.m. and then 1 to 3:30 p.m. at 2816 East 23rd Street. Mountaintop Inc. at 1700 East Linwood every Wednesday, 2 to 5 p.m. Victorious Life Church, 3400 Paseo, Tuesdays, 6 to 7 p.m. Again, this is a list from the Kansas City Defender, their free food resources, a list of food pantries and drive-through pickups. Shout out to Calvary Community Outreach at 5101 East 24th Street. You can visit them 4 Thursdays from 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. Sheffield Family Life Center, 5700 Winter Road down north. First Saturdays, 8:45 to 11 a.m., Full Joy Ministries Church at 906 North 17th Street in KCK on second Thursdays, North Kansas City YMCA, first Fridays, 1:30 to 3 p.m., Heaven Sent Charities over in KCK at 500 Nebraska, second Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Again, a list of Kansas City free food resources and Food pantries and drive-through pickups in Kansas City. As y'all know, these SNAP benefits are about to end this weekend. A couple other places, Sacred Heart Guadalupe Church, Raytown Mobile Distribution every third Saturday, Quindaro Community Center over in KCK at 2726 Brown Ave every first Friday, Metropolitan Missionary Baptist Church at 2310 Linwood every second Saturday. It's a food pantry there. Calvary Community Outreach, 5101 East 24th Street. Sheffield Family Life Center again, first Saturdays. Full Joy Ministries Church, North Kansas City YMCA, first Fridays. And then the last one is Heaven Sent Charities every second Saturday. Again, that, I had to run through that list, and I'll post this list up on my socials and on Hot 103 Jam socials as well. But big love to the Kansas City Defender. And y'all, if you know any resources or anything that's giving out food or food pantries or anything like that, because these SNAP benefits, again, ending this weekend, November 1st. Shout out to our cousin, Lolita McShan, for always doing the hard work in the streets and providing for our community as well.
WTW. What the what?
Hey, what's the word?
Is what's the word?
Hey, what's the word?
On Hot 103 Jams.
This is a word where you may or may not be able to use in a workplace.
Okay.
I miss Deanna. This week's word is chatfished.
Ow.
I ain't never heard of this until this week, y'all. Chatfish. You ever heard of it?
Ow.
Well, I'm going to break it down for you. It sounds exactly what you think it is. To go on a date, especially one arranged online. That's probably key right there. Listen, and you realize that this person's wit, emotional depth, or conversational flair was entirely generated by ChatGPT or other AI.
That's gonna be fun.
Not really, D. I don't think it is for most people. Not their real personality. Now, unlike being catfished, where it's about misleading appearance, being chatfished is all about the dialogue and persona being AI generated.
Yeah, baby.
So you on the phone with somebody. I'm talking to the ladies right now. And you talking to somebody who trying to get with you.
Okay, all right.
And they saying all the right things. They are screaming everything that you want to hear.
Hello.
But you not knowing that it is actually a script.
Who that in the bag?
And somebody done wrote for them. This ain't coming out of their heart and soul.
Okay, we like that.
They don't really like you for real.
I said what I said.
They making this up, and now you meet them in person, and they as lame as ever.
Oh, crap.
That's terrible. That is the definition of chatfish. I highly recommend that you don't use that at work, or else you're going to get a call from HR or something.
Ow.
Use it on somebody else. Shout out to all the ladies who's been chatfished. I know it's been a million of you. It's probably got you in a situation that you don't even want to be a part of no more.
Ow.
That's your word for the week, and what's the word?
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:25 today. Look for highs in the mid-50s. Wind advisory in effect for the town right now. You got a lot of rain and 49 on the plaza. DDG and Hallie, they have come to some sort of agreement to drop the domestic violence restraining orders they had against one another. Now, they have also agreed to a temporary custody agreement for Halo, their baby. The temporary custody agreement will commence in phases. For the first 60 days, DDG will have physical custody of Halo every Wednesday from morning until evening. He will also have Halo each month on the second and fourth Saturday. Hallie will have Halo for all other times. So I'm glad that, you got to figure out the co-parenting somehow, some way for the babies. It ain't about y'all no more. Pretty sure y'all know that. Moving on to Big X the Plug, as he was recently on the Jennifer Hudson show talking about his success and why he owes it all to his children.
Man, my kids, I look at them every day. Whenever I'm on the phone with them or when I'm in person, I just tell them I thank them. Because like I said, if it wasn't for them, I would not be here. You know what I'm saying? The life that I was living before, I was a survivor. Really didn't even care to make it to the next day. It was, if it happened, it happened. Right. When I had my son, it just, like I said, it changed everything. And I still as a man, will be honest and say, I still didn't understand. I still didn't realize what life was and how it took me to miss that birthday. For me to really just realize there's somebody out there depending on you and you're not there for him. It's a whole party. Everybody's there and he's looking for you. He's not looking for his mom, he's not looking for his granny, he's looking for his dad, and his dad is not there. My daddy didn't do me like that, so I would never do my son like that ever again.
I think the more that more parents recognize how important and pivotal they are to their kids' lives, the more that they'll take this parenting thing serious. Because I don't think some people do, to be honest with you, just based on what I see and what I hear and experience too. So, man, big love to him. And that's why I cannot wait to have kids, man. As hard as I work now and as determined I am now to be successful, I know when I have kids, it's only going to take that another level up.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Scorpio season. It's time to wish those ambitious, intense, and clever Scorpios some happy birthdays.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Happy 53rd birthday to actress Tracee Ellis Ross. Born on the same day, happy 53rd birthday to actress Gabrielle Union. Sending birthday love to R&B singer Melba Moore. Happy birthday to member of the Jacksons and the youngest Jackson brother, Randy Jackson. Happy 78th birthday to movie actor Richard Dreyfuss. And happy heavenly birthday to famous painter Bob Ross. Now let's take it home to the crib and wish some of our cousins and KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Nisha Love, Michelle T. Ward, and Katrina Goodman. Happy birthday, Ashley McBride, Amanda Savage, and Barletta Martin. Sending birthday love to Sharday Parker, Reggie Wagner, and Tyrell Montgomery. Happy birthday, Stanley Kaiser, Rashida Smith, and Tasha McFields. Sending birthday love to Jemiah Jordan and Romel Gambino. Sending birthday love to Chantel Jenkins, Martez Colbert, and everybody else born on October 29th. Happy birthday, Scorpios. Celebrate
Hi.
Your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This your boy, Mac Main Jermaine. How you doing, cousin?
How you feeling, man?
I'm feeling good, baby.
Good. Glad you tapped in this morning. I need you to look down and check your check engine light for me. What's it looking like?
Man, you already know it's on.
Lord have mercy.
Hopefully you can get this $1,000 on Halloween, man, so you can get that straightened up, man. I don't want you out here on the roads, man. You got things to do. You got people to see. And I don't want you, you know, on the side over here on 55th and Prospect waiting on somebody for a tow or something like that. So that's why we're going to
yes,
get you
sir.
In for That's My Jam. You ready to finish these lyrics, dog?
You know I am.
So turn off the lights and close the doors. But
for what?
We don't love them now.
Yeah. So we gon' blow a ounce to this. G's up, freeze up for a second, now bounce to this.
Rolling down the street, smoking Enzo, smoking on gin and juice.
Lay back.
With your mind on your money and your money on your mind.
Hey! Okay, you sound like a kid from the 90s like me. You got that $1,000 in free fall cash on your mind, I see, because you did it perfectly, man.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Your name is officially in that contest for that free fall cash. You're giving that away coming up this Halloween. Extra Snickers bars for the people in your crib, huh? You giving out the good candy on Halloween?
You know it.
Okay, bet that. It's fueled by Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks. Please tell Kansas City what morning show just got you hooked up, man.
Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Making that real money.
Hot 103 Jams cares about your well-being. It's Get Right Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya on Hot 103 Jam.
Did you know that political stress exists? Well, Zara Abrams with Monitor on Psychology reported that many Americans are experiencing chronic stress as it relates to the political climate. The news, radio, and social media outlets remind us daily of trauma from political ads, debates, and legal battles. From one national survey, it disclosed that almost half of the American adults reported reduced sleep, obsessive thoughts, and shortened tempers due to the political climate. To limit exposure to chronic stress, try balancing how much news you watch or listen to per day. If you desire to stay engaged politically, focus on the positive aspects of it. For example, motivating others to vote, which allows more personal connection versus negative emotional drama from various mediums. You're listening to Get Right Wednesdays with Dr. LaTanya, Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams.